Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know
the things that I come.
You cannot imagine,
the pain, the trial,
you don't know
my glory, you don't know the days.
I was at my lowest.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so awesome, brothers and sisters. No matter what you're going through, you need to know that he's with you. I don't care what it is, the matter. He's with you. I know that. And you're going to see that in the Word of God. Because in the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, it says, in the 6th verse, it says, surely and goodness now, and mercy shall follow you all the days. So God is following you. Ooh, that's a word right there. God is following you. You need to tell your friends and everybody else, say, God following me. You better watch out. Because he's going to overtake me with his mercies and his goodness. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to have an awesome week. I'm excited about some things God put in my spirit. We're going to change the format a little bit from time to time. Every day going forward, I have an assignment for Evangelist Renee. I want you to be prepared to either give a sandwich or a scripture. We're going to do the reading of the scripture. And I want that to come from you, different ones, or pray. And maybe one day God call you to pray too. But I'm just saying, every day I'm going to depend on you. You've been around here long enough. You ought to have a scripture, a healing scripture for everybody. People need to hear your voice. You God will heal just on your testimony. God told me, he said, if she would just, anybody she agree with on anything, and then one day, I don't know what day it's going to be, but Thursday, we'll probably be calling out some things, and I want those that want healing, it's your Evangelist Renee agree with them. That's all I want to happen. And y'all going to see some miracle, because the Word of God says if two or more will touch and agree on anything in earth, it'll be done. Well, hey, who's best? And I know some of y'all really been through some things. I'm not questioning any of that, but I'm going to tell you, on this broadcast, this sister got healed. So if anybody will agree with her, and she agree with you, you're going to get healed. Now, I don't care what it is. It can be from a cold to anxiety to depression. God said, you're going to get healed. Because by his stripes, you are healed. Just got to get some folks to agree with that. That's all. Just start getting some folks to agree with that. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then we're going to ask Evangelist Ursula for a word of inspiration. And we're going to have the reading of the scripture. I know she wasn't ready for it today, but I'm sure she got one if I asked her. But Evangelist Renee is going to be assigned. The Holy Spirit wants you to read a scripture every day. I don't know what it is. Wherever he give you to read, read it. So every day, the people need to hear that. I see faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're going to build up some people's faith around here, bless God. So right now, we're going to ask Pastor Bill to get us started this week with prayer, and then we're going to get into the other things. After Pastor Bill, then it'll be Evangelist Ursula with a word of inspiration. And start tomorrow, I want Evangelist Renee to have a scripture ready going forward. Okay, that's what's set up for this week. At this time, we're going to hear from Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Pastor, I just have to say that is just confirmation for Evangelist Renee. God has told me that. I had not brought that to your attention, but the Holy Ghost know. And that's exactly what God wants. is that.
Hallelujah.
For
Hallelujah.
To bring that out for healing, for her to pray for those that stand in need of a healing. And God had gave me that. It must have been about a week or so ago. And I was going to mention it to you, Pastor, but I didn't. I said, well, I'm
sure
you know, when God get ready, I'm going to bring it out. And here the Lord gave it to you. So I said, thank you, Lord. So that's just confirmation, Pastor. Confirmation.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah. Well, the scripture I want to open up with before I do the prayer is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 37 through 39. May in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thanking you, Father God, for confirmation. We thanking you, Father God, for your word. We thanking you for our listeners and those that participate, Father God. We ask you will even be with those that are listening by internet. Bless each and every one. Help us, Father God, to receive this word. Help us to have an open mind, Father God, as the word is being taught, that we can meditate on this word day and night and then share it with others that they too will come into the light. Lord, bless each and every one that is sick and shut in. We know you are a healer because your word tells us by your stripes we're healed. Be with those that are going through and those that are bereaved. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we ask that you will continue to bless each and every one. Be with our pastor as he continues to teach this word. Bless him, Father God, and build a fence all around him, protecting him, Lord, from danger seen and unseen as he continue on this journey, Father God. And Lord, just be with each and every one. You know our hearts. You know our desires. You know what we're going through. You know what we're asking you for, Father God. So we know you're a way maker out of no way. And we're going to stand for each and every one who don't know you. May they come to know you, Father God, before it's everlasting too late. Thank you for your word. Thank you for each and every one that joined us today. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My encouraging words this morning is to just trust in the Lord and serve him with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole soul. He wants every part of us. He don't want just one area. He don't want us just in the morning time, but he wants us 24 hours a day. He's interested in everything that we go through. He wants to be a part of every situation and circumstance in our life. My encouraging word is ain't nothing bigger than God. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's the answer to every problem, every situation, every circumstance. Yeah. Just have a taste of the Lord and see that he is good all the time, and all the time he good. Hallelujah. Yeah. I just thank you for an opportunity to come together, hallelujah, on one accord in praise and adoration to God, Almighty God, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. We were born to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We don't belong to ourselves. We were born for him. And all that he do it, he do it to himself. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for picking and choosing us to draw us to yourself, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for that. Let me see, I think this evangelist, thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that word of inspiration. And thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. And I'm glad you said what you said, because that confirmation, I needed to But I mean, I thank God for it. But I'm telling you, God told me at his sister every day, be ready to give us a scripture and before prayer. So you expected to be on here at least 12 o'clock. And then you give this, not to rework your schedule. I don't know what you got to do, but anyway, I just want to put it out there to you. And bless God. Okay. Let's see. It's so much. It's in my spirit. And I just want to say what God wants me to say at the time he wants me to say it. Are you available to read Evangelist Erskine?
No, Pastor. I'm actually getting out the car. It's the doctor.
Okay. No problem. Yeah. Okay. That's all right. That's okay. We're going to read, the Lord put it in my spirit to do the book of Hebrews. And it's a lot of interesting things in here. You don't want to miss this, brothers and sisters, this week. Because the theme of this book is the superiority of Christ over Jewish religion and over Moses and over the angels and everybody that's practicing anything other than being in Christ. This is gonna wipe the slate clean right here. This is going to mess up some folks. Because I'm going to be showing the difference between the Old Testament passage and the New Testament, how Christ is superior to all the angels. And Christ is called the Son of God. It's so much in here that the superiority of Christ is greater than Moses. And people still want to live by the laws of Moses. Brothers and sisters, you got to let it go. You got to live by the Spirit of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And what's interesting is that God put everything in Christ. In other words, he invests everything in Christ, even his love. To get God's love, you have to be in Christ. To not be in Christ, you'll never know what the love of God is. Not the true love. You might know some love, but the true love of God is in Christ. So without being in Christ, you'll never know this. Because Christ became the ultimate sacrifice. So he fulfilled all the Old Testament. He represents God's forgiveness for sin. So you can't look to God. You have to look to Christ. You have to look to the one that hung on Calvary. And then when you talk about faith, there's no other book that explains faith like it does. So we're going to deal with a lot of things in Hebrews, especially the fact that the book of Hebrews describes in details Jesus Christ not only fulfilling the promises of the prophecy of the Old Testament, but how Jesus is better. And that's going to be the theme on each situation, is why Jesus is so much better and why we have to accept Christ. I mean, literally accept Christ. We got so much to cover, but we're going to start off with the first chapter and first, let's see, maybe we'll do the first three verses today and try to cover some of this stuff. But it says, and it reads like this, God who at sundry time and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he had appointed heir of all things, underline all things, by whom also he made the worlds, underline that, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sin and sat down on the right hand of the majestic. I can't see this right here. But let's see if I got it out. Okay, yeah, all right. We're gonna stop at 3.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestors in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his son. By his son, God created the world in the beginning. It will all belong to the son at the end. This son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with nature. He holds everything together by what he says, powerful words. After he finished the sacrifice of sin, the son took his honored place high in the heavens right alongside God. Amen.
Amen. So the relationship of Christianity to the Jews, or I should say Judaism, was a critical issue back in the day. I like to say back in the day. In the early churches, when there was a battle, there was a tussle between the old and the new, and Jesus was establishing the new, but before he could finish the new, he had to get rid of the old, and all they had was a pattern of what God wanted. So Moses was not allowed to actually show exactly what was going on in heaven, but he saw it. God showed it to him. And now, after this long line of prophecies and priests, God showed the greatest sacrifice, because the high priest then did not have a guarantee with it. In the Old Testament, but Jesus, the Bible says, has a guaranteed access to the Father. No one else had guaranteed access to the Father. That's why you want to become a new creation. That's why you want to be part of the resurrection. That's why you want to operate in this new creation, which is that new covenant that God had promised us. And brothers and sisters, that's now. And he has spoken to us now through Christ. So if you're trying to get your information from anywhere else other than Christ, you miss it, okay? You're going to miss it.
Yeah.
Because God invested everything in Christ. So even before the world began, he'd already put it in Christ's hand and say, okay, the church, that's going to be you. And everybody, I'm going to give the world a chance to reconcile themselves. But they're not going to be able to do it, because at the end of the day, it's going to take Christ. So it was necessary to have these high priests and the things they would do. You know, I just saw an article yesterday to show you one of the most powerful denomination on the face of the earth is the Southern Baptist, as far as denomination. And they're crumbling down. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it started with the Catholics. Now it done hit the Baptist church, where they were trying to baptize these little girls. Matter of fact, the guy's daughter is suing her daddy because he fondled her. Somebody said, well, why are you putting all that out? Well, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, the greatest thing you could ever do is be in Christ, not in a denomination, not in religion, not in what you think is, quote, church. The best thing could ever happen to you is being in Christ. Why? Because Christ is superior. The knowledge that you're going to receive has to come from Christ. That's what's going to keep you. That's the only thing going to keep you, having titles and position. No, staying in that word is the only thing is going to keep you. But Christ is superior to all the high priests in the Old Testament. So we want to deal with that. You know, before they could not be saved from their sin. Listen, brothers and sisters, y'all, we take this stuff for granted. But I'm going to tell you, they would have loved to experience what we're experiencing. They didn't have the right to the Holy Spirit. And that's your right, man, to receive the Holy Spirit, because it was part of the promise that God had gave us. And then he gave us two great things. One of them was faith, because that enables you to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Well, once that takes place, then you're ready to be spiritual.
Yeah,
joining the church don't do that. You can join all the church you want to join. That won't give it to you, brothers and sisters. The only truth is in Christ. The only way you're going to have victory is in Christ. Yes, you can have victory in trials if you don't give up or turn your back on Christ. So stay true to Christ and watch what happens. You stay true to Christ, you're going to see he's going to stay true to you. Because a lot of times we want to brag about, sort of like the Pharisees and the scribes, they did. They always wanted to brag about their religion. And one of the greatest things you can brag about that Christ had became your example. And you're going to follow Christ. You're going to operate in that glory. So in the past, God had spoken to our forefathers through the prophets at many times, and in various ways. And we may talk about some of those just to prove it. I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read from the book of Numbers. How much time we got? Okay, from the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, 6 and 8 verse. The 12th chapter of the book of Numbers, 6 and 8 verse.
That's a message, Papa.
Okay. You find it?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Have it in both the message and the King James reads 12 and 8.
No, 12, 6. 12, 6, I'm sorry. 12, 6.
I'm sorry.
And then verses 8.
Okay. So the 6th verse from the King James, and he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream." In verse 8, "With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Amen. And from the Message Bible, "But nothing," oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong chapter. Oops, okay, here we go. Okay, the 6th verse. "Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. If there is a prophet of God among you, I make myself known to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams." And then verse 8, "I speak to him intimately in person, in plain talk without riddles. He ponders the very form of God. So why did you show no reverence or respect in speaking against my servant Moses?" Amen.
Amen. So you see, in the past, that's what he did. Now, you got preachers today, they want to say, oh, I spoke to God. No, if you didn't come through Christ, God took care of that. That's what he used to speak to the prophets. That's how he used to speak to the forefathers. But he don't do that no more.
All right.
Can I say that one more time? He don't do that no more.
Amen.
He had all these visions and this. God don't do that anymore. That's what he used to do. He would do it through dreams. And I can take you through all kind of scriptures and show you. But you do your own research. But I'm telling you, he used to do dreams. He would speak to them. He would speak to them through Moses. But these last days, which is these days right now.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's what I like about the book of Hebrews. Because the writer really was a Christian, was a Jewish Christian, because he had all kind of knowledge about the Jewish life. He knew every bit of scriptures you needed to know. He knew their customs. He knew what that, I mean, he knew the whole, whoever wrote this book here, he understood what it meant to be a Jew and what it means to be a Christian. And then he breaks it down and shows the superior. And the way I look at it is that he want to show you how much better it is to be in Christ. Woo, that thing. It's so much better.
Yeah.
It's better than anything you can imagine. But you can't do both of them now. You ain't going to really see this until you let everything else go and become committed to Christ. Now, I know some people may disagree, and I understand that because you ain't been there. But when you've been there, done that, you can say, oh, yeah, I know what he's talking about because I did. No, no, brothers and sisters. It's not what you're thinking. Christ and the angels, for instance, Christ is superior. But there was a time that God would speak to us through angels. It ain't necessary now. That don't mean that I ain't kept around you, but it's not necessary. Because you can speak, he speaks through Christ. See, you got to see the superiority of Christ. Because the whole idea is to give us eternal life. And this is the path that God had chosen. This is the blueprint that he have chosen. Okay, we're going to put a cap on it right there. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is going to be an interesting week. Okay, anybody have anything they want to share?
I'm looking forward to this lesson, Pastor. Looking forward. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, because see, God did many approaches. So whatever you're going to come up with, it ain't going to work.
All right.
Yeah, he'll try many approaches. But that's why in these last days, he's speaking to us through Christ, brothers and sisters. Hello?
Right.
Yeah. So if you be risen with Christ, seek those things above what Christ said. See, if you be risen, so you can get some direct orders. Stop getting secondhand information.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I promise y'all, the Holy Spirit said, and he showed me the scripture about Evangelist Renee, said it's okay to have her to read a scripture every day. As a matter of fact, that's what Christ did. Anytime he'd go anywhere, around the temple or around where he would read them scriptures so the people know what was being fulfilled. How else would they know? So Christ had to stand up even against stuff. He had to do it. I told y'all yesterday, Christ really wasn't even supposed to be ordained as a priest because that was reserved for the Levites. It wasn't reserved, you know? So you got to see that in the word, man. That was the tribe. It was the tribe of Judah. And he said, the prophets shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. See, it makes it all more interesting when you understand that.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything you want to comment on? If not,
Good afternoon. I like to start today with a scripture.
Awesome.
So humble yourself before God, the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
That was James 4. I don't have the verse, but I know it's James 4.
Amen.
Oh, verse 7. 4 and 7.
Amen.
It says, the A says, come close to God, and God will come close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. That was James 4 and 7?
4 and 7, yes.
Okay.
7 and...
Verse 8.
Yeah, 4 and 7 and 8.
Okay.
9.
I was trying to find my messenger. Well, anyway, let me say this. In James 4 and 8, really, when you think about what was going on here, God said, come near to me. So James gives this 5 ways you can come. First of all, you have to submit to God, yield to his authority. To everybody, and let me tell you right now, brothers, don't be going by no myths or something like, oh, I'm a Christian. I go to this church. Well, all right, good. You submitted to the church. How about God? Have you really submitted to Christ? Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to submit to Christ. And that's a bad word for a lot of people. That's why a lot of folks ain't married right now. They don't want to submit to their own husband. They'd rather submit to somebody else. But the Bible says submit yourself to your own husband. And then likewise, the man have to submit himself to God and also to his wife. But anyway, a lot of people, they don't want to submit. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Although God and the devil are at war, people think. But God ain't at war with the devil. It's we are at war with God. Already took care of the devil. Our fight, the Bible said, with flesh and blood, is not so. Our fight is with principalities and powers, not God's fight. That ain't God's fight. It's our fight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you don't want them to get that misconstrued. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, yeah, we're going to be dealing, and sometimes we have to wait to the end to see who will win, but we already know God wins. Already, Satan's already defeated, according to Revelation 12 and 10. And when Christ returned, see, he's already returned. That's what people don't understand. He's alive. He's here right now.
Yes, he is.
Now, I know.
Come on.
Well, we talk about when he's going to burst the sky and all that. Listen, brothers and sisters, your job and your responsibility is to be hidden in Christ. If you're hidden in him, don't worry about all the other stuff.
Amen.
And I'm just being honest with you. Well, I'm waiting on Christ to return. You don't want to wait on Christ to return. You want to be in Christ now, because if you're in him now, he promised the Father and him and the Holy Spirit going to come and make their abode with you. Why are you waiting on him when he want to come to you? But he can't come to you until you submit.
Yeah.
But thank you for that scripture, Evangelist. Renee, I'm about to get fired up. I mentioned one of those things. I should have maybe went on and mentioned all 4 things that I see there. You got to resist the devil. Got to resist him. Resist that devil. He's going to come to you all kind of ways. And for those that don't know, Satan usually try to get the closest thing to you. That's what he did with Jesus. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He got the disciples, people that were supposed to have been helping him. Yeah, they were helping him. Judas said, the one I kissed, lay hands on him. That's him. That's him right there. I mean, come on, the one you eat not the dish with. So I'm telling you, about this. You need to be careful with who you eat not the dish with.
Okay.
That ain't me that Bible, brother, sister, in case you didn't know. He said the one you sop with. So you don't want to be the one on the other side of that. Just start resisting how the devil tried to bring things and try to do things. But I see why God wants you to give a scripture, because every day I'm going to have to comment on something. And I see that right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for me following through on that, because I see how important that is. This person, don't allow Satan to entice and tempt you. He'll tempt you. He'll tempt you to get certain people out of your life. No, you need them. Keep them right there and let God work on them. Because it's going to be like, it's going to be like them taking a big rock and tying it around their neck and jumping in the lake. They're going to suffer worse. If they don't straighten up, I'm telling you what the word of God says. So you may have some children. You may have a husband. You may have some relatives. But let me tell you what. You may even have some grandchildren. I don't know. You may have some folks close to you. I don't know. But I tell you what. Don't worry about them. Because Satan can entice them. So, wash your hands, purify your heart, and then that pureness is what you want, brothers and sisters. I'm going to leave it right there for today. Thank you so much. And I'm going to tell y'all this. Evangelist Renee hears from God, people. Because if she didn't, she wouldn't have read that scripture. But she heard God. She heard it. I said, you start today. You got to wait till tomorrow.
That's right.
She got right in that thing. She
did.
So I thank each and every one of you all, and more especially Evangelist, I'm going to say Renee, for hearing God. Meanwhile,